All right, so in today's episode, I want to talk about the lack of intrinsic value in Bitcoin. The fact that it doesn't have any real intrinsic value at all. The problem I've always had with Bitcoin, and I still have it to this day, is just what it lacks. And it lacks a real store of value. And that lacking is a problem. It's a huge problem. Okay, so one thing is, what is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency that has gained immense popularity in recent years. However, one of the main criticisms of Bitcoin is that it lacks intrinsic value. In this examination, we will look at the concept of intrinsic value and how it relates to Bitcoin, as well as the arguments for and against Bitcoin's perceived lack of intrinsic value. Intrinsic value is the inherent value of an asset, independent of its market price. The value is often associated with tangible assets such as gold, land, and real estate, which have a use value and can be physically held. In contrast, Bitcoin is a digital asset that exists solely in the digital realm and has no tangible value. As a result, some argue that the lack of intrinsic value that it lacks intrinsic value because it does not have a use value and cannot be physically held. Critics of Bitcoin argue that its value is solely based on speculation and market demand. They argue that the value of Bitcoin is determined by supply and demand, and that it is not backed by any tangible assets or underlying value. They point out that the price of Bitcoin is highly volatile, and that it has no underlying value to support its price. In contrast, supporters of Bitcoin argue that the digital currency has value as a means of exchange and store of value. They point out that Bitcoin is decentralized, which means it's not controlled by any government or institution, and that this decentralization gives it value as a store of value. Another argument against Bitcoin's intrinsic value is that it is not widely accepted as a means of payment. Critics argue that the limited acceptance of Bitcoin as a means of payment means that it is not useful currency and therefore has no intrinsic value. However, proponents of Bitcoin argue that the acceptance of Bitcoin as a means of payment is increasing. Okay. And that its use as a means of payment is expected to continue to grow in the future. In conclusion, the concept of intrinsic value is a complex one, and it is not clear whether or not Bitcoin has intrinsic value. I guess it kind of is clear because it doesn't. Many critics argue that Bitcoin's value is solely based on speculation and market demand, and that it is not backed by any tangible assets or underlying value. However, supporters argue that Bitcoin has value as a means of exchange and a store of value, that its decentralization gives it value as a store of value. While the debate about Bitcoin's intrinsic value is ongoing, it is clear that the digital currency has gained significant popularity and has disrupted the financial industry. Personally, I still really don't think it has any intrinsic value. I wouldn't even say intrinsic value is not that complicated. You know, even though I said it was, it isn't. The end of the day, it's like, does it have value or not? And I think it's so weird that its value is decentralization, which can be valuable to a point, but $1 trillion market cap valuable? I'm not sure. I do think Bitcoin is a fascinating concept. I really do. I'm still heavily betting against it using the Bitty. That's been what I've been doing the whole time, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, later, everybody. Hee hee.